Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am so glad you have decided. This is Lady C, the Nurturer, your host, and the show is titled Being a Positive Change Agent in a Negatively Changing World. So I am so glad again that you decided to join me tonight. We are right here every Friday night at 9 p.m. and on this station, and we are endeavoring to be part of the solution for the change that needs to take place in our world today. So what I want to talk about tonight is bossing with the expected end in mind. So what that implies is a boss has to be focused. I'm going to say that again. A boss has no other option but to be focused. Well, what is a boss? A boss is someone that's in charge or in control, having authority. So, well, Lady C, what does this have to do with being a positive change agent in a negatively changing world? I'll tell you what it has to do with this. We have to focus on the things that we can change and magnifying that in order to make those things increase. The things that we can change increase. How do we do that? We continue to be part of the solution in our world. So how do we solve? Solution are we even working towards? Well, the one thing I've learned in being a boss is you're not effective until what you are bossing involves more than you. I'll say that again. You are not effective, Lady C, until the things that you control help, benefit, encourage, magnify more than yourself. Now, how do you make sure that's what you're all about? Well, you have to be a person that is extending a hand more than you're asking for one. And I know that's kind of tough today because it seems that the more time prolongs, the more self needs. But there is no greater way to meet the need of yourself than to meet somebody else's need. I want to just ring that out and sing that again. There is no greater way to meet the need of self than to meet somebody else's need. So, look, being a boss, you got to make sure that what you're focused on is going to change the bigger world, and that is somebody else's life. The bigger world is somebody else's life. So if you can just take 10 minutes and pause and make a post that says, look, I am praying for you, sister, or I am ready to help you, brother, you have magnified your boss power. I'm going to say it again. You got magnified your boss power when your post, your social media activity is about lifting, encouraging, motivating somebody other than yourself. So you're not posting to say, oh, look what I did, or you're not chiming in to say, oh, yeah, I made that cut, or yes, I plugged in on that person. But you're more so focusing on how can I be part of the solution to the world's problems. Because look, no, we cannot change the president right now. Prayer's got that covered. Ordered and commanded to pray for those that are in authority. I'm going to say it again because our natural self doesn't like it. And we've got to remind ourselves of what the big picture is all about. We have someone to answer to that is bigger than our problems. So we got to stay focused on making sure we're pleasing him. And that is God. That is Jesus, the one that died for us. And he has not come off the throne. So look, boss, don't you stop being a boss that seeks to please the boss. Woo, that sounded good. I'm going to say that again for sure. You, boss, don't stop being the boss that is seeking to please the boss. And that is God, Jesus Christ. So we must maintain our integrity with God, then with man. What integrity is that? Doing what pleases God no matter who it doesn't please. And one thing we got to do for sure is continue to pray for those who are in authority. Continue to pray for those that are in authority. That makes you in control of your world. Well, what are you talking about now? If I'm continuing to pray for those that persecute, pray for those that oppress, pray for those that misuse, then I'm in the good part of the boss. And that is, I am doing what he commands me to do. Therefore, the things that will my bossing easier will come to me. That one that has control of the contract I am vying for will make sure that I get the contract. That's called, what is it? Favor. And I beg to differ with the saying that goes around, favor ain't fair. Yes, it is, because favor comes from the boss. Favor is from God. So look, I want to remind you, it ain't over, because the promises that have been made to us as being bosses after the heart of the boss, they're not fulfilled yet. Therefore, it ain't over. So look in mind and keep that good end in front of you. Stay focused. It's not impossible. You can do it. You can make it to your expected end. You can complete the task that you have begun. Go back and pull out that notebook and pull out that drawing board and make sure you stay focused on what you set out to do the first time. You set out to make a girls club. You got 6 months to do it. You set out to write 3 books before the year's out. Look, I am a book writer myself. If you need my help, you know where to find me. But whatever you do, don't stop in mind, because greater is ahead than what's behind. Look, having said that, I'm going to make this short but sweet. There's only one person that can stop or traject you. Guess who that is? That's you, my friend. That's you, my brother. That's you, my sister. That is you, my leader. So be the boss that you want to be bossed. Be the boss that you want bossing you. And make sure you maintain the integrity that takes you to that expected end. Help somebody help you. That's all for tonight. Thank you again for joining me. This is Lady C, the nurturer, your nurturer, and I'll see you back here same time, same channel, right here. Bye-bye.